Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Hey. We are holding about 6-7 lines from the top of Hey Omer Aleph. Let's just go back a drop to Dalet Omer Beis to remember what we're discussing. But halfway down the Omud, the line begins Gufa, Omer Av Onan Omer Shmuel, Yisrael Mummer, Lavoyitzke Chovem, Mutter Lechon Mishchitosai. Rav Onan Omer Shmuel is saying something which is mind-boggling. A Yisrael Mummer, Lavoyitzke Chovem, a Yid that Nebuch, in today's world, they would say he was baptized. He is now converted. He's a Mummer, Lavoyitzara. Not necessarily to Christianity. He could have become a Baal Markulius member, or a member of the Baal Pa'or Society. They had huge amounts of available toilet paper, or whatever. The point is, he's never become a mum l'avodah zarah. Nevertheless, if he is a shoychet and knows what he's doing, how about it? We're not talking about someone that doesn't know shchita, but he knows what he's doing. Mutar lechol mishchitasi, allowed to eat from his shchita. What's Rav Onan Omer Shmuel's raya from Yehoshafat Melech Yehuda, who was a tzaddik mufursam, and he ate at the meal that was prepared by Achav, who was unfortunately a Russia mufursam, and not only that he was a Russia, says Rashi, but we know that he was an oyved avodah zarah. Achav v'siyatoi, Achav and all of his party and all of his people, they were never oyved avodah zarah. And nevertheless, we see Yehoshafat ate from Achav's Shchita is the chasim, and that you're allowed to go and eat shchita from Yisrael Mummer, who was Nimbacham Mummer Lavoyitz Chechavim. The Gemara had a back and forth, and we are now holding at the top of Hey Amid Aleph. The Gemara brought Lechoyr a number of rayas. The Gemara was Doche, all those rayas, and now in the fifth line says, Gemara Elamei Hocha. I have another proof that Yehoshafat ate from the Seuda of Achav, even though there was meat shechted by Mumrim Lavodah Zarah. So Zokhtim al-Hacha, Melech Yisrael, V'hoi Shofat, Melech Yehuda, Yoishvim, Ish al-Kisoi, Mulubashim, Bigodim, Bigoyrim, Pesach, Shar, Shoimrei. Melech Yisrael, that's Achav, Yehoi Shofat, Melech Yehuda, sitting together with their royal clothes at a royal meal, Bigoyrim, Pesach Shar Shoimrei. Pesach Shar Shoimrei means the opening of the gates of Shoimrei. Goyren is a granary where normally you take the tvua and you process it by threshing it, etc. So frankly, what my goyren? What are we talking about? A granary by the Pesach Shar Shoimrei? These two would seem to be a little inconsistent. Ilayim a goyren mamish mintaka, a granary. By the way, the etymology of the two may be very much the same, goren and granary. Anyway, Ilayim a goyren mamish, we talk mamish about a goyren. Otu Shar Shoimrin Goyrinava. When you go through the main gates of Shoimrin, you would think that they go and thresh grain on that spot. That doesn't seem to make sense. Elaki Goyrin means that they sat in the form of a Goyrin. What does that mean, sitting in the form of a Goyrin? Now, Sanhedrin Hoysa Kachatzi Goyrin Agula. The Sanhedrin's 70 or 71 members, when they sat together in one room. But they didn't go and sit rows one back of the other, but they sat in a semicircle, a half of a circle. Why do they sit in a half a circle? So that any time one of the Chavri Sanhedrin said a svara, said a halacha, trying to guide the rest of the oilam and how we should paskin a particular shaila, we wanted to be able to go and see each other, says Rashi, to be able to perhaps debate the issue or discuss it. Masha'inkin, if people are looking to other people's backs, it's very difficult to go and have a meaningful discussion of halacha. So that's why they sat in such a semicircle, so that everybody can go and see each other. Why didn't they sit in a full circle? Says Rashi, because then people wouldn't be able to get in and out. If you have a full circle, and then you have to have the people presenting the case, you have to have the Toanim, you have to have the Eidim, people coming and going, you wouldn't be able to get in and out if there's a full circle. So it had to be a semicircle so that people can make presentations and that everybody could see what's going on. Okay, so what does it have to do with Yehoshafat and Achav? Says Rashi, the fact that they sat in their Seuda in such a semicircular fashion is the chasim and that they were sitting. They were sitting together in great friendship, so that each one could see each other, and not that one looking at that wall and one looking at the other guy's back, but everybody was together. So I see from that that l'choyre they must have been eating from one another, and if that's the case, then they were not choshed any issues of kashrus, but Yoshafat ate from Achav, Achav ate from Yoshafat, as a one great happy family. So that's the Gemara concludes is the final raya from Yehoshaphat together with Achav. And therefore, a person's allowed to eat a Shmuel from a Yisrael Mumr Lavoid Chachavim that Shechtim. Says Yimar Lehim Masayle. Let's talk and bring rayas from other parts of Tanakh, not only from Yehoshaphat, but also Ba'orvim Meidim Leilechem Ubasar Ba'boiker. Ba'lechem Ubasar Ba'orv. Well, now we're talking about Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi, unfortunately, was being traced and being challenged by Achav, who wanted to go and capture him and presumably kill him. And therefore he, Eliyahu HaNavi, had to go into hiding. If he's going into hiding, how is he going to go and get food? Kadosh Baruch Hu sent Orvim every single day to deliver food, both in the morning and in the evening. Now where did the Lechem Ubasar come from? So I would have thought it came from Echweis, from a kosher meat market, from Rav Yudah Marav, mi beit hafchi di Achav, from the shlachtos, where the shochtim of Achav were shechting, that's where the Orvim brought the lechem ubasar.
What
are Orvim? I knew you were going to ask that. And the Gemara is going to address that in one more line.
Crows.
On the simple level, Orvim are
crows,
or ravens. We'll talk about that momentarily. So in other words, birds would come, and they would go and drop down care packages.
Like drones today.
Sorry?
Like drones today.
Yeah, but drones today, unfortunately, often deliver other things other than care packages. But anyway, especially in Lebanon and in northern Israel, unfortunately. But getting back to our Gemara, so Orvim Medin Lechem Ubasar Baboiker Lechem Ubasar Ba'arev. The Yom Ravina Barami Beitafki Achav. Now, if we assume that the Beitafki Achav are not reliable Shita, then how did Eliyahu HaNavi eat from it? Is the chassima that even though Achav and all of his entourage were all mumrim lavoides zara, you're allowed to eat from their shechita? Is a bezoya raya? Everything about nishkarei al pi a dibur shadi. We're not talking about normal situations. When's the last time you were standing in the street and a black raven dropped down in front of you the lechem ubasar in the morning and in the evening? So this is all pi a dibur. So in other words, this is not normal circumstances. You can't ask any kashas. But Frankie Mariet, oh, by the way, in Parshas Noach, it says that the Oirev left the Teva, and what was he leaving the Teva for? So Rashi says that the Oirev says, I'm going to go and complete my mission in years to come when in the Masa of Eliyahu HaNavi, which is talking about this. So Rashi says in Chumash. So now the Loshon of the Pasuk is that the Oirev was circling around the ark, around the Teva, ad yevoishes hamayim al oret, until the water all dried up. So the word yevoishes, yud beis shin tov, written without a vav, yud beis tish shin tov. So my chavrusa in the koil, Rav Chia Aryeh, showed me that the Baal HaTurim says that the word yevoishes is the same word as tishbi. Tov shin beis yud, yud beis shin tov, just in reverse. Balaturim on the spot. So therefore, the Orvim were waiting for Tishbi meaning for this matzah, Eliyahu HaNavi, thousands of years later, to bring the Lechem Ubasar Baboiker and Barv. Anyway, continuing on the Gemara, my Orvim, this is a question that Bill already posed a minute ago. What do we mean by Orvim? Amra dina Orvim Mamish. We mean black crows or ravens. Who says? Maybe we're talking about two people, and their names were Mr. Orev and Mr. Orev. So you're going to say, I never heard of a person by the name of Orev. Meanwhile, don't you know there's a pasuk vayargu es Orev b'tzur Orev v'es ze'ev b'yekiv ze'ev, that they killed Orev, a person by the name of Orev, b'tzur Orev. That was the name of the place. Either the name of the place is already from before, it was his house, his residence, his city, whatever, and they named it after him, or it could be after he was taka killed, maybe then they named it after him. But bottom line is we see that his name was Oirev. So it could be that the two Orvim that we're speaking about is two people that by coincidence have the same name, Oirev. Amaleth says the Gemara, if you're going to tell me the two Moishes, or two Dovids, or two Aarons, two Ariels came to go and deliver the food to Eliyahu Navi, that I could see. But two people that have the name Oirev, obviously Oirev is not a common name, so you're going to have two people by the same uncommon name.
Maybe a nickname.
Say more phrase, the Dilma al-Shem Mekoyman, maybe they were both residents of Tzur Oirev, and therefore that's why they were both called Arvin. They weren't called New Yorkers, they weren't called Jerusalemites, they were talking about people that come from Oirev. So you're going to tell me, where do we see that in the pasuk that we call a person al-Shem Mekoyman? Maybe like see it in there another pasuk, Varam Iyotzu Gedudim, Vayishbu Me'eretz Yisrael Naraktana, that Aram went and sent out troops and they captured a Naraktana. Now the word Naraktana by definition, or that phrase, is contradictory. V'kashalan, korila nara v'korila ktana, says Rashi. If she's a nara, that means she's already bas mitzvah, over 12 years old. If she's a ktana, that means that she's not bas mitzvah. How can you say about a girl that she's both bas mitzvah and not bas mitzvah? You know, like saying by Yingala, you know, he's still a cotton, but he's already bar mitzvah. I mean, how do you say those words together? And therefore, the Omer Epidos, it's not a problem. Ketana demin me'oiret, that she was taka ketana, that in terms of her age, and the reason why she was called Nara is because she came from a town called Naron Unoiren, and therefore, that's why she was called the ketana from Nara, from the place of Nara. So maybe you can have the same thing over here, that these two people come from a place called Tzur Oirev, which we just referred to in the Pasuk. So if you want Kain, Orvim mi boyalei, if that's the case, it shouldn't go and say Orvim, it should say Orvim. This is on the surface a little bit difficult, because we find even in the Chumash, when it's referring to people from Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim, it doesn't say each time with two Yudin, and we're talking about Ivrim, Ivrim Nitzim, it doesn't say Ivrim, it says just with one Yud. So what's the rise? Orvim means that they both came from the town of Tzur Oirev. So if you look at the fourth Toisis from the top, Toisis says, Orvim, mi boile, the afal gav dechsiv, even though in the Torah we find Ivrim, we find Mitzrim, like siv Ivriyim, Mitzriyim, hasim lekalimiti, because over there, this is not susceptible to mistake or to error. I know what Ivrim means and I know what Mitzrim means. But if it's just going to say Orvim, maybe Orv means the real ravens or the real crows that are flying up in the sky, and we don't mean people from Ore, from Tzur Oirev. So therefore, if we mean Tzakim from Tzur Oirev, it should have said Befedish in the Pasuk. So far, we have that Rai from Eliyahu HaNavi, but the Gemara says Nishka Raya because of the fact that it was Alpi HaDibur. So let's try to bring a Raya to Rav Onon Ormai Shmuel. Rav Onon Ormai Shmuel said that even if the shochet is a Yisrael mumer lavoyis chachavim, you're allowed to eat his shechita. And now the Gemara brings the same brisa that we brought yesterday. Yesterday we bring this brisa to go and support Rava. What had Rava said back on Dalet Amud Aleph? Rava said that if you have a Yisrael mumer ochel neveilois letei avoin, then you can go and check the knife and you can eat from his shechita. Why can you eat from the shechita of the mumer oichel nevelis latiyavim? That means he eats non-kosher meat if he has a terrible taiva to eat it. Says more because kim the ik hatayiv isura leishavik hatayiv yachal isura. If he has a choice between using a kosher knife that has absolutely no blemishes, no nicks, and to go and use a non-kosher knife because it's serrated, he's certainly going to use the kosher knife, because he's only a mummer l'teyavoin, but not l'hachiz, so if he can do it in a kosher way. So Gemara brought this lame Messiah late to Rava yesterday, and the Gemara said, I can't bring a raya because maybe it's a raya instead to Rav Onon Ormai Shmuel, that we're not talking about Yisrael that was mummer to neveilois v'teyavoin, but it's talking about Yisrael mummer l'avoydes kechav. And now the Gemara does the same thing in reverse. Let's bring a raya from this brisa to Rav Onan Omar Shmuel. And the Gemara is going to conclude Nishka raya, because we could say that it's learning like Rava of yesterday. You'll see what I mean. Le Messiahle Hako Shochtim. Remember, Ariel already asked this question yesterday on the Omer Aleph. We said we're going to talk about in the Amud Beis. You were not able to join us, so the Gemara does all of us a favor, and we're going to repeat it again. Everybody who knows Hilchos Shechita and knows how to shech, you can use him as your shochet. Vafilu kusi, even kusi, of course, if you hold kusi, geirei emes. Vafilu orel, even an orel, that means a person who unfortunately did not have a bris. Vafilu Yisrael mummer, even Yisrael mummer that unfortunately is nebuch off the derech. Nebuch, he's a meshumid, no good. So that's what it says in the Brayis, and now the Gemara speaks to every one of the points. The afilu kusi already discussed in detail. Machlokes Abaye v'Rav. If you're talking about the kusi and you had achirim oimdim al gabav the entire time, or whether it's even enough to have a yod seva nichnas, so that we don't have to repeat. But what is this oral? Hay oral hechidam. It says an oral is kosher shaychet. Anyway, mishemeso echlas machmas mila. Are we talking about that? Unfortunately, his brothers passed away during their bris. And therefore, the doctor said, you cannot go and give a bris to this individual, because chas v'sholom, he may meet the same fate. They used to say that about hemophiliacs, that unfortunately the blood would not stop running, and chas v'sholom, the person would pass away. So that's the reason why he didn't have a bris, because of medical issues. So for that, the Braisa says, oh, he's a qualified shaykh. This person could be a great Erlich Yid. It could be, you know, whole Shas, and he davens with Kavona, and he's a Oyver Hashem, and then he has a medical issue, Rachman Litzlan, he can't have a bris. So because of that, there's no Havamina that he would be disqualified from Shecht. Elepshita Mumla Rei, this must be that he's a Mumla Oral, that he's Taka Mumer. I don't believe in a bris. I'm not going to have a bris. I don't want a bris. He was against bris.
How could he do that when he was born?
He was, both his father didn't believe in it, and he, the son of the father, didn't believe in it. The father said, I'm not over my dead body, I'm not going to go and have my son have a bris. And then when he became bar mitzvah, we said to the boy, would you like to have a bris? Tati said, no, I'm not having a bris. Right? So therefore, both the father and the son are mummer la'avreilis, rachmano litzlan.
Yeah, a story yesterday about such a thing.
Exactly.
Listen to the tapes.
Yeah, okay. If you want, I'll tell
you
later on. Let me ask you from the Sefer. It says in this Braisa that even a Yisrael Mummer can be a Sheikh. So what is a Yisrael Mummer? We just already explained or defined the word Orel to mean a Mummer La'agredis. So now when it says, if he happens to be a mummer for one of the mitzvahs, doesn't identify any particular one, anyone, I don't believe in putting on tefillin. I don't believe in wearing tzitzis. I don't believe that you're not allowed to eat chazan. Whatever, he's a mummer l'dover echad. So to my mummer is a mummer is also a mummer l'dover echad. Every other aspect, he's okay. It's just, I don't believe in bris. So that would be exactly the same term. So that cannot be. El alav muzm dachzon, that when it says over here that he's a mummer l'dover echad, it means mummer l'avoydes kechavim. Even though he's a mummer l'avoydes rachman litzlan, he goes and prays in the local St. Mary's Church or the St. Marculius Church. He's a mummer l'avoydes kechavim. Ukiravanan, like Rav Anan Mishmuel said, that a Yisrael, a mummer l'avoydes kechavim, mutal lechel mishchitasa. So I have a raya to Rav Anan Mishmuel that even a mummer l'avoydes zara, that's terrible. It's worse than just a mummer la'arelus. And mamish, Rachman al-Slan, he baptized, he converted. Nevertheless, we're saying he's kosher to go and do a shechita. Ukravan is charay to Ravan. To Meloi. The oilamei malach malamei is called Meloi. Chas v'sholem. Ya mummer la'arelus zori, you converted, you're a mishumid. Cholila diyam amar. Hamoidel avoidus kechovim, a person who believes in avoidus zorah. I'm sorry. Chamura avoidus kechovim. The iser avoidus kechovim is much more chomer, much more heavy than all other averos. Shekol hakoyfer ba kemoidem chalatere kol. Or there's another gersa. Shekol hamoidem ba kekoyfer ba chalatere kol. They're basically the same. What we're saying is someone who denies chas v'sholom the rabbi yishol olam, then it's as if he is moide rachmon litzlan in all isurim. The other way around, whoever is koyfer b'avodah zarah, it's kimoyde b'chol haTorah kol. It's as if he agrees to kol haTorah. In other words, the Isra of Avodah Zarah is on the scale together with all the other mitzvahs of the Torah. You do Avodah Zarah, it's as if you do nothing in terms of the Torah. You're learning, you're davening, you're putting on tefillin, it's all worthless if you're Oyved Avodah Zarah. And Fakir, whoever says, feh, to Avodah Zarah, get out of here. Then it's if he's more than B'chal HaTirko.
Even though he doesn't follow the mitzvahs.
Exactly. So that being the case, Freitach the Gemara, so we have no riot of Onan or Mashmur. And in fact, what the Gemara is saying at this point, it could be just the opposite. If you're Chas HaShom Amum Avodah Zarah, you're worthless. Not only you're worthless for being a Shoichet, you cannot be a Jew in any respect whatsoever. Gunish mit gunish. So to my Ella, so what's pshat in this brisa that we allow even a mummer to go and shecht? Ella mummer lo oisei dover. Oisei dover means for shechita purposes, for eating the veila l'tei ovoi. Ukir rava, like rava of yesterday. So when it says mummer, means that he's a mummer to eat the veilas utreifis l'tei ovoi. What means l'tei ovoi? Avad, if I have a kosher knife which says on it certified to be a totally kosher knife and no nicks, no blemishes, your boydikit, Avad, you can use his shechita. No problem. Why? Because I don't want to make something treif. If I have no choice. So if he only has a non-kosher knife, because it does have blemishes, it has nicks, so then he'll say, I haven't eaten a piece of meat now already in an hour. I'm going crazy. I have such a taiva to eat a piece of meat. I got a schnell. After all, right after the shechita, you can't start eating. Harry already pointed out yesterday. You have to do malich and you have to do bishul. You have to cook and all the rest. So bottom line is, we have no raya from this braisa to Rav Onan Omer Shmuel. And we also have, like the Gemara said yesterday, no raya to Rav. Because if you're going to say that this mumra is talking about the nevelis, let's say, oh, wait, no, right, maybe it's talking about mum levelis chavim. You can tell, nah, if it's talking about mum levelis chavim, then we have no right to rub. In other words, like the Gemara says, zilhocha kamatchile, zilhocha kamatchile. If you want to bring a right to rub, I can say that the pshat of mummer means levelis chavim. If you're going to say, I want to bring a right to rub, onan, I'll say, no, it's talking about a mummer, let's say, oh, wait, for nevelis. Meitzve. I'm going to ask now a kasha on Rav Onan Omar Shmuel that says that you can use the shechita, the meat, geshochten by a mumma levoidah zarah. Meitzve, shteyn pasik mikem, v'loy kulchem. Where is this pasik mikem? This is a pasik at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, which introduces the korban oila. For those of you that have the Torah or Hashoim, it's oiz vav. Davo b'nei yisro b'yamat aleim, odam ki yakr mikem korban la'ashem. Min habehema min habakar umin atzoyin takrives karbanchem, and then the pasuk continues on in oistis im oila min akabonai min habakar yakrivenu, etc. So we're talking about over here a karban oila, and it says ish adam ki yakr mikem karban lashem. What's up, mikem? Mikem v'loy kulchem v'hoitzi es amum. This comes to exclude a mummer. Not every Jew can bring a karban oila, only mikem. But not a mummer. A mummer stands in line, he's bringing a behemoth to the Beis Mikdash, and we notice he has a cross around his neck. We say, what are you wearing that cross for? Oh, you didn't hear? I was baptized yesterday. Mazel tov. You cannot, you're disqualified from bringing a korban. Get out of here.
A goy can bring a korban.
Oh, that's the next gemara. Bill, you're really on top of things today. Zekti mar mikem, b'chem chalakti. I only made this distinction among the Jewish people, v'loy be'umais, but not among the goyim. So Rashi says, the Gemara that we've had already before, back in Masechtas Menachos, we're going to have it again in our Masechta also another week or so in Chulin, that it says in the Pasuk, Ish, ki something or other, Yidor, Nedel Hashem, or whatever, and it says, the Oila, that even a Goy can go and bring a carbon. Yes, a Goy can bring a carbon. However, there it doesn't say this, Mikem V'lei Kulchem, therefore by Umas Oilam, it makes no difference whether the person is a secular goy or he's a very religious goy. If he sends a korban, an oila, to the Beis Hamikdash, no problem, we accept it from him. Of course, make sure there are no blemishes, that there are no, it's not a bal mum. Because that was the famous story of Kamtza Bar Kamtza, that the Kaiser sent a korban and Bar Kamtza made an incision somewhere in the ear, on the lips, or what have you. And as a result, it was a bal mum. Therefore, you couldn't bring it. But other than that, I don't care. The Umay Sa'olam secular or religious, we don't make, the only distinction we make about a mumer is only by yin, but not by goy. Now the pasuk continues on. A person, Adam ki yakrim ikem, and then it says, mina behema. What's mina behema? L'havi b'nei Adam shedoimim l'behema. We're talking about people that act like animals. What does that mean, they act like an animal? Mikan omra mekablim kabodis mi poishe yisra. Even though the person is a poisheya, Rashi says a poisheya means he's a mezid, he is an intentional fabrecher. In other words, we know that he is criminal vis-a-vis Jewish law. Nevertheless, we will be mekabel carbon from him. We want to go and incentivize a person to do tshuva. Now notice that this would seem to be contradictory to what we just said. A moment ago we said, L'hoitis a mummer is disqualified. Now we're talking about Poshe Yisrael, which L'choira means a mummer. No, that's okay. We'll allow him to bring a cart. What gets worse is the pasuk continues on, or the brisa continues on. Chutz ben ha-mummer, u'menasa chesayayin, u'mechal shabasa b'fehesya. These people, if they come into the Beis Midrash, they want to bring a carbon, we say, no, a mummer cannot bring a carbon. If he's menasa chesayayin, says Rashi, that means he's doing avodah zarah, menasa on the altars of the goyim. U'mechal shabasa b'fehesya, we know the mechal shabas is. So suti mor ha-kuf ha-kasha, l'choira, I have a stira between the reisha, the metziyosa, and the sefer. What is that? Amr, he started on Mikem v'loy kulchem, lohitzis a mumer. Mumer cannot bring a carbon disqualified. V'hadetani mekavon kabonis b'poish Yisrael. No, no, you can take a carbon from them. And so to Mahalei Kasha, this is Nishkeferet. Reish is on mumer l'chol ha-teira kula, that he's totally off the derech. Everything, none of the Targi mitzvahs, he doesn't do anything goodish. Mitzvahs, in the middle case, he's talking about mumer l'dover echad. One mitzvah doesn't do this mitzvah, that mitzvah, but otherwise, in general, he's okay. That's the ratio. Eim ha-sefer, chutz min ha-mumar, u-menasi chesayayin, u-mechal l'shabes b'fehesya. Hai mumar hechidami, what do we mean over here by a mumar? Eim mumar l'chal ha-teira kula, and you're saying he is disqualified from being a carbon. Hai n'ratio. That's really the ratio of the brisa that said, mikem v'lei kolchem l'hoitzis ha-mumar. Elamai mi mumar l'dover echa, kasha mitziyasa, because in the mitziyah, in the middle case, we said, you're allowed to, we accept karbonis from my poisheya Yisrael. So what's going on? Elalav, l'choira, I have to explain pshat in this price. Hachi kama. Chutz min ha-mumer l'nasech es ha-yayin u'l'chal ha-shabasa b'fehesya. In the Sefer, it's not that I have three cases. Chutz min ha-mumer, one. Menasech es ha-yayin, two. L'chal ha-shabas is three. No, there are only two cases. Chutz min ha-mumer l'nasech es ha-yayin u'l'chal ha-shabas. Ah, so in other words, the first halacha of the brayis of the reish is saying mikem lekulchem a mumer lechol ha-toyra kula. To disqualified, he cannot bring a card. The second case when a behema the poishe Yisrael is only a mumer ledover echad. Says the brayis mechutz if that dover echad is chasheshalu nasetz chayayin, meaning avoda zara, or to be mechal shabbos, then no good. Even though we're only talking about one mitzvah, just avoda zara, or just the mitzvah of shabbos. Because Avodah Zarah is so chomor, it's like Kol HaTeira Kula. Rashi says that this brisa holds a Mechal Shabbos is like a Koifer B'Chol HaTeira Kula. Rashi says because he's Koifer and he's made a checker that the Kodesh Baruch Hu was not Shoveis on the seventh day during Maase Bereishis. Anyway, so what do I see clearly from this brisa that a Mumel Avodah Zarah is totally possible? It's Yufta Rav Anan to Yufta. So that whole Svaro, that whole halacha of Rav Anan that we've been speaking about, Shabbos, Shkoyach for Tishtelling everything, Alis in the Lech, Meti, Tetetlech, Meti, Shiva Benko Lech, Kurisha Shkoyach, not Lazan, not Simchas. I didn't respond because before Darling I didn't want to. But getting back to our Gemara now, Zokti and the Nishchis, and the Shimba Yechoy, the Baishtam Ba'ach, and for the Rebetzin, and for Zevi, and the Ganze Mishmacha. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so Gemara Zuktuch now that it's Yifter of Onan to Yifter, so the Rav Onan on Meshmul to Halacha, that he said that he saw Mum the Vodis Chav Mutalech Meshchitase Chas Vishol. You're not allowed to. You have a Christian who knows Hilcha Shchita by heart. He knows every Rambam. He knows every Shulchan Aruch. He was originally a Jew, but never He converted, even without a formal conversion, a formal baptism. But Lamasa, he's a mumel avodah zara, apostle, you cannot accept him for a shoychet, tiyufta d'rabban tiyufta. The only question now is that how did Yehoshaphat eat from Achav? The Gemara doesn't address that. I'm assuming that either we're going to still have it tomorrow in the Gemara, or that the Mefarshim speak about it. L'choyde, what one has to say is that nisht azoy gefarlich, because all the rais that we brought on the Amud Beis, we said, are nishkarayas, because for instance, maybe the bad people of Achav went and they were zeveach for the bad people of Yehoshaphat, and Yehoshaphat only ate from Ovadia. So Gemara says that's unlikely, because we have a maflik naf sheminei, they were so close. I mean, Gemara said, they weren't so close. What do you know that they were close? So what are you going to say? Kisusai kisusecha. We just mean that our fate in the war is going to be the same. If my steeds, if my horses die, then your horses are going to die. If chas v'shalom, if my nation, chulila. In other words, we're in this together. So nothing to do with... So today we said, I have my final raya from the chatzi goyden that they were sitting, v'haba ach v'shalom v'reis. I mean, it doesn't say Beferish in the Torah. It says they were sitting together, Taka Bahava. Well, l'chayr, everybody could have brought their own sandwiches. Yeah. Anyway, since Ravon and Bar Shmuel is Ogefrek, l'chayr, we have to figure out a pshat in the Pesukim. Frank Dimar, we're now getting off from Ravon and Shmuel, and now we're returning to the din of whether a koifer can bring a korban in the Beis Hamikdash. So we already said, Mikem v'loy kulchem, l'hoyt yisamum. I learned it from two other psukim. What are the other psukim? It says in the pasuk mi'am ha'aret. We didn't say mi'am ha'aret. If you look at number one, aleph to the ora shalim, the nefesh achas techta bishkoga mi'am ha'aret. Basoisa achas mi mitzvah Hashem shloisi osenu v'yashem. You have a person that went and chas shalom was over one of the mitzvahs. Now this is the beginning of the parsha of a korban chatos, where a person who did a chait, sheyesh bei koris, b'shoigeg, nefesh kishechto b'shkoaga, then he has to go and bring a korban kizbo or seir. The question is, why did it say ma'am aretz? Says, I'll tell you, prat le mummer, if a mummer wants to bring a korban chatas, disqualified, we won't allow him into the Beis Hamikdash, no korban chatas from a mummer. Reb Shimon, yoisi oimer, I have another makar, mishim Reb Shimon, oh, ah, Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon b'yichoy. Today's Hilulu. Actually, see, Asenu Bishkaga V'Oshein says in the pasuk, you're bringing a korban chatos. Why? Because you did an aveda. Actually, see, Asenu Bishkaga, you should not have done it. He did a Bishkaga V'Oshein. Unfortunately, he was guilty of that chait. What's the din? He's got to go and bring a korban chatos. Now, the pasuk right after that, which Gemara doesn't quote, but which you do have in Maitar or Shalom, Oy hoyde elov chatosay asher choteba. It became known to him, the chait. In other words, when he committed the aveira, he didn't know anything about it. Afterwards, somebody, did you realize that you were plowing the field this morning? I plow my field every morning. Yeah, but today was Shabbat. Shabbat? I didn't know it was Shabbat. If it was Shabbat, I would have been in my royal Shabbos clothing, I would have been in shul, and I would have been davening with everybody else. I thought for sure it's Friday, I thought for sure it's Sunday. It's the first Shabbos davening I've missed in the last 50 years. When he hears that he was over b'shoyhi, he's made the korban, third line from the top. Then he can bring a korban. And he showed me the also, if he says, never, I haven't been in shul for the last 25 years, it doesn't make a difference, but I still want to bring a korban, chatos b'shoyhi, and he made the korban shigasai. The only people that can bring such a korban are those people that really feel remorse and they're upset about what they did. If anyway he's going to be Mechal Shabbos next week and the week after and the week after, and Pinkton this week he said, oh, I didn't realize that I'll bring a Karm Chatas. That's shtuyot. We don't even listen to him. Sfreitim of Amri and Mai Benayu, the Choyer both are saying the same thing. Both the Tanakhama that learns Me'am Oretz Prat Lemummer, and Reb Shimon, Reb Yosi, B'Shim, Reb Shimon, he's also saying, if he's a Mummer, don't take his Karm. Mai Benayu, Mamununa, Mummer Lechel Chela Behibi Korban Al Hadam, Eke Benayu. The Nafkimina is, what happens to a person is mumalech l'chelev. Chelev, as we know, is schmaltz, is non-kosher fat. Right. This person, I have to have schmaltz with every meal because I love it. I smear my chelev on my sourdough, on my bread, on my challah, on my matzah. He's a mumalech l'chelev. But it's only chelev. Dam, are you nuts? When I see dam, I faint from just the sight of dam. I would never eat dam. And then we tell him, that Kool-Aid that you drank last night, you don't realize, but that was really blood. He's horrified. I want to bring a korban chatos on eating of the dam. According to the first man, the Yomar, this person is a confirmed mummer, legabe chaylev. We will not accept his korban. According to Reb Shimon, Reb Yosef, Reb Shimon, Hashem Diyosai, maybe Karban Al Shigigosai. Wait, a dumb, if that was such a dumb thing to do, I am so upset. He wants to be in Karban Chattas. Since he showed me Diyosai, if I would have known that, Chulil, I would have gotten, wouldn't have been in the same Dalet Amis together with the dumb. Terrible. Such a person, you can accept the Karban from him. Anyway, that was the Machloikis, why we need the two Psukim here on top. But I have my kasha on the Omid Aleph. We said I learned from Mikem Lohoitzi Es Hamumah. Here on the Omid Beis, we're saying I learned it from Miyam Oret or from Hashem Diyosei Prat Lamumah. So that being the case, what do I need the multiple psukim? After one issue is a gefelach chod bechatas. These two psukim here on the Omid Beis are talking both by bringing a carbon chatas. On the Omid Aleph, we're talking about chod be oila. In all cases, side by oila, side by chatas. Don't accept a carbon from a mummer. So you're going to ask me, what do I need both for? Utsrichi. The Ashmina Chatos Mishum del Kapora. Who? The whole purpose of Chatos is lechaper, to go and give atonement. If this person doesn't believe in the Torah because he's a mummer, he's not interested in atonement. He's just doing it. He has extra money. I'll bring Karm Chatos, make my friends happy. But he doesn't really mean it because, after all, he doesn't want Kapora to chamumma. Av Oila de Doiden who? He's giving a present to Hashem. He's saying, I'm not atoning for sins. I don't believe in it. He says, but I believe there's a God. Sure, I want to bring a doina, a present. Eim lekabel minei, I would think you should be mekabel. Mikem, v'loi mei mumen. V'yashvin oila mishum d'lav chiyuvahu. There's no chiyuv to bring an oila. You can live your entire life without ever bringing an oilas nedova. You do have to bring, of course, an oilas re'iyah. Sure. But oila nedova, you don't have to bring. Anybody that does chas v'sholom and issa sheyesh boi karet, you have to bring a karman chatas. He says, okay, it's true, I don't put on tefillin, I don't put on tzitzis, I'm mechal shabbos, but I want to go and be mekayim the mitzvah, bring a karman chatas, we should mekabel. So Yicha comes and tells us, no, we don't accept either an oila or a chatas from a mona. So that's the end of that shtickle. But going back to the original price, remember it says mina behema. And the Gemara unexpectedly said that the definition of behema means a person, an odom who's doima le behema, that he's a poisheya Yisrael. That unfortunately he does sins just like behemoths go and do sins. Did you ever find a behema that's an erlich behema? Behemoths eat all the time. Did they ever make a brucha? Did the behema, is he worried about being oker the grass on Shabbos? They don't care about anything. They'll eat non-kosher stuff. So a person who's like a behemah, Rachman al-Islam, he's a Poshe Yisrael. Says Yomara, Kol Heichad, it's a behemah gray. You see, anytime you hear the term that a behemah in the Torah, does that mean always grayusa, that it's a negative term? Voksiv, don't we have a pusik that we all say by Mincha on Shabbos? Odom behemah tishi Hashem. And Yom Ravina Marav, what does that mean? Odom behemah tishi Hashem. Ilu b'ni Odom shein harumim v'das. People that are very, very clever, or may seem an atzvim ki behema, but nevertheless, they subdue themselves, they conduct themselves with modesty and humility, just like a behema. That's what means odem behema to Shia Hashem. An odem that conducts himself like a behema, shofel, yeah, was okay.
I thought they would say that they spend time in the Bahamas.
Bahamas, the islands called the Bahamas. Very good. If it just says behemah alone, it means chas v'shalom, a person that acts like a behemah. But here it says odom u'behemah, it means to say that this person is an odom v'das, smart, very understanding, but nevertheless he conducts himself with humility. Okay, before we continue on, I will share with you a milza d'b'dichusa. The story is told that in some town somewhere in Europe, on Shabbos afternoon for Mincha, came in a major oisher, a very rich individual, but a major amaoret. And the gabbai who was in charge said, I have to go and give him a makom mechubad to go and sit. After all, he's the oisher in town. Mm-hmm. He helps out all of the moizos, he helps out all the aniyim. I have to go. So what did he do? He put a chair next to the rabbi all the way in front of the shul. So he sat next to the rabbi. The davening is now over, and as you will probably know from experience, or you'll hear in the future, most amaratzim consider themselves to be great scholars and talmid chacham. So therefore he goes over to the rav, and he says to him, you know, I never understood what we say in davening, Adam v'behema teshia Hashem. How can you put together an Adam and a behema? Behema, even saying it, how do you put together Adam and behema? I don't understand it. So the Rav says, why are you looking at me? Ask the Gabbai. You know, it's you know, yeah, he did it. I have nothing to do with it. Adam and Tirshia. Okay, anyway, that's the Mutzav Lichasa to go and encourage us to continue learning Gishmak. So Gemara has now concluded. Adam and is taka good. Behem alone, the greyusa. Adam of behema means that the person is a chacham like an Adam, but meisim atzik behema in terms of he's a shval ruach. He conducts himself with modesty. Frank the marvach leich v'chsev Adam behem mal yusi taka good. V'chsev have another pasuk v'zerati is beis Yisrael zera Adam v'zera behema. And there it's talking about Nebuch nishka good tzach, and we're saying about them. What is this referring to? Rashi says, if you look at Rashi's Areya Behema, goes down about 5-7 lines from where we are in the Gemara. In the Rashi, Zera Behema, the left hand side, Milam Sechta Soita. Who is this Zera Behema that we're talking about? Leikara, he didn't learn Chumash. Leishan, he didn't learn Mishnayis, he didn't learn Gemara. Leishimish Talmid Acham, he was never Mishamish at Talmud Chacham. All of Akos of Oim Vizarati is based on Zera Odom Zera Behema. Kloimer, Hachachomim, Vahaburim, Kulam, Azaram, Lefroisim, Velerboisim. So we're talking about, when we're saying over here, Zera Behema, the Burim. Burim means a boor that is a total amart. So I see that the word Adam and Behema together is not necessarily a blessing. Here it says Zera Adam, referring to Tzadikim, and Chachom, says Rashi. And here we're saying Zera Behema, these are lowlifes, these are Burim. And didn't you just say Adam and Behema together is a malah? But you want Yishkarai, Hosam Achil Kekra. Zera Adam lechud, Zera Behema lechud. It would say Adam and Behema together, that would be the Malyusa. But since we split it up, Zera Adam, Zera Behema, no right. Okay, now we're getting back to the inyan of a kusi. Remember, we had a machlokes between Abaye and Rava. If you have a kusi that shechted, can you rely on his shechita? Abaye said, even if you have, only if you have a chedim oin the malgabav, meaning full time mashgiach, then you can rely. Mm-hmm. According to Rava, even if a yoytz v'nichlis is also enough. But this was in the earlier generations, in the times of Tanoim, where Abai and Rava are arguing about when do we allow a kusi to go and eat from his shechita. However, says Imar, Amr Chanan, Amr Pianka Bar Idi, Amr B'shua Ben Levi, Shabbat Kapara, Rav Galil Beis Dinoi, generations later, Nimnu HaShechita's Kusi Vasura, they said, nobody's allowed to eat from shechusi kusi, period. Mm-hmm. You can have a million gedoylem oimdim al gabav, and they said he did a perfect shechita. Osur, osur. What's the reason why it's osur? We're not going to see it yet today. Mitchum, the Gemara is going to tell us tomorrow, because unfortunately they found that the kusim had all gone totally off the derech, that they went and put up an avodah zarah on Har Gerizim, which they bowed down to and served. So now they are confirmed goyim, that they converted, gunish, so then they asked the shechita forever. You just made this bold statement in the name of Ram Gamliel Beis Dinoi. Shechitas kusi is awesome. Maybe that's tough if nobody is sticking around. But maybe if Yisraelim Oim Lo Gabov, maybe it would be kosher after all. And if so, then Ram Gamliel Beis Dinoi, I've really not been machavish anything, because that was already said in our Mishnah and in the Gemara before, machlekes between Abaye v'Rava, under which circumstances. But nevertheless, maybe that's what we're talking about when there's nobody at all, nishka mashgiach tamidi, nishka yoitz v'nichnes, then that's when it's awesome. Amalei told him, Dami hami rabbanu kirlei gemiri inchi shmaita. He says, you know, the way you're asking this question, you're speaking as if you don't know any Gemara or any halacha. B'she'en Yisrael oim l'gaba l'memra boy. Do I need a chiddush for that? I need a Ram Gamliel and Beis Dinoi. That's a chedava parshit, that if a kusi is shechting and nobody's around, who knows what he's doing? Because even though the kusim originally were makbet to go and eat only kosher, but remember Rashi said yesterday, and Rashi repeats it today, they were not makbet on the isser of lefnei iver loisitei mechshot. So it could be that they did a lot of shechting for Jews, which was treif, which was nevela meat. So therefore, says the Gemara, Nechavami, you cannot rely on a kusi if there's no people standing al gaba. That's why the Gemara says that the Amgabil Leis Dinoi, they did it because unfortunately they became like goy. So Nachmo.
I thought we had a cure for that by having them eat it.
That is only the gaba. You're right. So says, let's get back to the Gemara so we don't lose the train of thought. So Abdeda says to Yaakovidi, maybe the only time that you're not allowed to go and eat Vinchutis Kusi, if nobody's standing around, and we didn't hand him a piece of meat to eat, and he didn't go and eat from it. No, can't. Amaleis, he told him, the way you're asking this question, it sounds like to me that you have no background over here, because Mishain Yisrael, I'm like, I was a memorable boy. If there's nobody standing around, and he's not willing to go and eat from his own Shechita, because it's not kosher, then of course, that's the halacha that we all know, that it's awesome. Maybe that's what Ram Gamliel and Beis Dinoi are talking about. Says the Gemara, even without Ram Gamliel, if you have nobody, Oymer al-Gabav, and he doesn't eat from the meat, of course it's awesome. I didn't need Ram Gamliel. Did he accept that teretz and say, you're right, and that it's only in a case of Ein Yisrael Oymer al-Gabav, or even if Yisrael Oymer al-Gabav, it's awesome. I was there, I was at a meal, and there was a sign certified by the rabbinical council of all the kusim that this is kosher, and Rabbi Yochanan ate from Shechitas Kusi. And even Rav Asi, who said, Om Rav Asi, Ani Re'isi, Vav Rav Asi, Ochel Meshchitas Kusi. The Toyi Bar Rav Zeir, and Rav Zeir was wondering, Lishmielu, he said, Muzach Zayin, that they didn't hear of this takona of Ram Gamliel Beis Dinoi. After all, it's not like today. You have emails and you have faxes and you have... What's a fax? I never heard of a fax. And you have the Google. Everybody knows everything. Yeah. But that time they didn't have these things. So maybe they didn't hear from it. Why? Diyavishmielahu. So what does the Gemara mean to say when Rab Zeira said, Lishmielahu? Diyavishmielahu, if they would have heard it, have Mekablila, they certainly would have been Mekabla. No, F. Ram Gamliel and Beis Dinoi said that it's also, they never would have touched it. Maybe they did hear, and they said, that's a goodish, you know. Don't worry about Ram Gamliel and Beis Dinoi, it's goodish. Hardner Pashal and Afshay. After that, Reb Zeira himself was poishit, because Reb Zeira was toy by Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira was poishit. Mistam and Shmielu Huvla Kiblu. It must be that they heard of this Ram Gamliel and Beis Dinoi, and they were not Makabal. But by the way, it doesn't mean that necessarily they heard of Gamliel Beis Dinoi. Maybe they heard from Rab Chonan, Om Rab Yanka, Bar Idi, Om Rab Shum Ben Lev, Mishim Bar Kapara, the Rab Gamliel Beis Dinoi Nimnu, and they said, it's Kondishan. Rab Gamliel Beis Dinoi had better things to do. They were Nimnu Al Shechitas Kusi, etc. Why is that Mistaver? These all Gedaita Chleishim Yilhu, if you're going to go and tell me they did not hear of this halacha. But had they heard the halacha, they certainly would have been Mekabalit. And therefore, unfortunately, they made a big error, a big mistake. How could the Kodesh Baruch Hu allowed the great Rav Yochanan and Rav Asi to go and eat Nevelis Utreifis? The Kodesh Baruch Hu made it to Kol HaYodim, the famous story of Pinchas Ben Yoir and his Chamor, that the Chamor wouldn't go and eat from non-kosher food. The Tzadikim Matzah Nekosh, the Chavad, the Kodesh Baruch Hu wouldn't allow for great tzaddikim like Rav Yochanan and Rav Asi to be Toa and eat non-kosher food. And that's the end of that shtikla. Zokti Marvi, so kadaitak, let's be medayik. Lisa kadaitak, like kibluminei, that in fact, he was not makabu what he said. That, legabi, the difference between a kusi were ein godel oimer al gabav, or a kusi we yes achirim omde al gabav. So Ibazoi, lishnile, why didn't he answer? Kam Yisrael Oymer Al Gabav, Kam Yisrael Ein Oymer Al Gabav. That when you had Yisrael Oymer Al Gabav, that's when Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Asi ate. Because there were people that were there at the Shechita and they gave action. Here it's talking about that nobody was standing there. That's when a Gamliel Beis Dinoi said, B'tun Ishas. So why didn't Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Asi give that Torah? So why didn't Reb Zeira say, why was Reb Toy Boy Reb Zeira? I can't believe it. How could it be that they ate? It's a very simple answer. They ate because there was a Meshkiach Tamidi. Alav Shmamina, by the fact that the Gemara doesn't say that, there's a simon that Kibli Minei, that Reb Zeira was Mekabel, what the Reb Yanka Bar Idi said, Chavada Ravada, that Reb Gamliel Beis Dinoi didn't answer in a case where there was no achirim oimel gabam. Even when yes, Yisrael oimel gabam, it's still grave. It's still not kosher. Shema amina. Now the question is, umay time goes the barabbanim? Why would the chum made that zera? That's to be continued in Me'at Hashem tomorrow. Exactly. Have a wonderful day. Atzlocha Rabbi Zayimich.